Armadoxy for today, personal responsibility. Late one night as I was getting ready to turn in, the phone rang. It was early on in my ministry, and later on I learned that there's something about these inconvenient hours that seem to coincide with these type of calls. It was one of my parishioners asking if I would come down to the hospital to offer a prayer for her husband, Marty, who was taken in by ambulance. I got in my car and drove cross town to a San Jose hospital, not knowing what to expect. The call was a quick one, not enough time to ask for details. At the hospital's reception area, I asked for the patient by name, and they directed me to the intensive care unit. I made my way through the hallways and found the doors to the ICU, and just next to it was the waiting room for the family members. The patient's wife, Rose, stood up and came running over to me. She gave me a big bear hug, and between the tears, she scratched out a few words. Why did God take him away? I was late. At least that's how I understood the scene. Did I mention that it was early on in my ministry? I went into the ICU where Marty's breathless body lay on the hospital bed, and with Rose and family around, we offered a prayer for his soul and covered the body with the bed sheet. Why did God take him away? Her question haunted me at that moment and for years to come. At the moment, I almost crumbled under the weight of the question. I felt as if I needed to give an answer. She was asking me to defend God. Why did God take him away? We spent some time in the ICU, an environment that is very conducive for pastoral counseling. And yes, people look at the priest as one who can and will answer for God. It was sometime later that I understood that God doesn't need defending. He can take care of himself quite well, thank you. But even that night, on my way back home, I came to realize the God factor is merely a comfort for the family. God is the catch-all, a way of passing along the pain off of yourself. The reality was that Marty was quite a large man, up in age, struggling with diabetes, had a 3-pack-a-day smoking habit. Perhaps God did take him away, but circumstances around his death point to something more earthly and more personally controllable. One of the many criticisms of religion is that it eschews personal responsibility from the practitioner. It is a problem that becomes even more accented with personal saviors and deities that control our actions as if we were pieces in a cosmic chess game. We believe that each of us is endowed with free will, and as such, we create our own lives, our own destinies, if you will. Actually, we eschew the term destiny because as long as we have the ability to do otherwise, responsibility for our lives is not destined, whether by God, by the stars or cards or anything else outside of ourselves. And it follows that on the basis of personal responsibility, judgment takes place. Through the Gospels, Jesus invites us to take responsibility for our lives. He points to the beauty of life in his parables, a beauty that is manifest in our willingness to engage with life. In this season of the Asvatazin, let us continue with John chapter 15 in this discourse about the vine and the branches, and listen for the operative word, which is if. That if is defined by our free will. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Father Voskin, and I thank you for joining us for Armadoxy for today. Did you know that we have a weekly podcast? It's called The Next Step. And this week, we're talking about personal responsibility, especially in light of, well, in the fire of, let's say, Hawaii. What is our responsibility beyond ourselves? You can check it out. It's at epostle.net or on your favorite podcatcher. Take care and God bless.